we're gonna sing this little song for you. I hope it's all right.
Heartaches, I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble, but I'm still here.
Well, praise the Lord, and God bless each one of you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., the co-pastor here at First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan, along with Dr. E.R. Hess Jr., and we serve as co-pastors, and we thank God for the word of hope. And I have a powerful message I just want to share. I've been working on it several days, been waiting for the right time, make sure I'm not overtime. I want to share this word of the Lord with you on today. In the book of Judges, I'm going to give you three scriptures on today. The book of Judges 16 and verses 20 and 21. It's about Samson. Oh, and Delilah said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And Samson awoke out of his sleep. And he said, "I will go out as at other times before, and I'll shake myself." And he wist, for he did not know the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him, put out Samson's eyes, and brought Samson down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass, and Samson did grind in the prison house. 1 Peter 5 and 8, King James Version, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11, and I'm going to get busy, King James Version, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of Satan's devices." Today I want to take my time and I want to try to explain to you and draw a picture as clear as I can so that we don't miss this word of God that is here before us on today. Today I want to talk to you about when the enemy studies you before he strikes. When the enemy studies you before he strikes. Today I want to draw a circle and draw a picture of the perfected trap. I've given this illustration several times from the pulpit, but I just want to share today again on Word of Hope for those of you that are listening online. These passages of scripture that I share with you today, they are the story that really exposes the strategies and the wiles of the devil and how he studies each one of us before he strikes. Yes, he's going to strike, but we have to be prepared for the strike. And that's what we have to have on the whole armor of God. There was a man who wanted to perfect a mouse trap, but instead of setting the mouse trap immediately after he had created the mouse trap, he tested it. He placed cheese on the trap and left the trap unarmed. Well, sure enough, the mouse came, ate, and he left unharmed. So the man that was creating the perfected mouse trap, he tested it some more. He repeated this again. Instead of setting it immediately, he placed some cheese on the trap and yet left the trap unarmed. The mouse came again, ate, left unharmed. And again, that was repeated. Each time the mouse came, ate, and left unharmed, it seems as if the mouse grew bolder, let down his guard. Each time the mouse came, he ate, he left unharmed, he grew more confident. Each time the mouse believed that the trap was harmless. Then one day, in order to perfect the trap, the man who had created the trap finally set the trap after he had put cheese on the trap. Well, the mouse returned, saw the same cheese, smelt the same smell. He was at the same location. He was doing the same routine, but this time, the trap was armed. You know the rest of the story. The mouse died in the place that it felt the safest. He had built up a routine and a pattern caused him to think that the way he was operating was the safest place. He was getting fed there. He was enjoying coming there, eating all of the cheese and leaving without any harm. But the mouse died in the place that it felt safest. This is not just a story about a mouse. This is actually a revelation about the enemy of our souls. So I read those passages of scripture from Judges 16 and 20, and he did not know that the Lord was departed from him. Those were the words regarding Samson in the Bible. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, tells us, it warns us, it admonishes us to be sober and be vigilant. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11, it lets us know that we are not ignorant of his devices. This message today is the pattern of false safety. The mouse survived the first time, the second time, and the third time, and several other times. He survived because he didn't feel anything physically bad happening. There were no physical consequences. There were no physical dangers during the time of the testing. So the mouse began to feel safe and began trusting the pattern that he was following. And this is how the enemy works. The enemy lets you taste the cheese without tasting the consequences. But one day the enemy of your soul, he lets you taste the cheese, and then he'll let you taste the consequences. The enemy lets you walk into compromise without conviction. The enemy of your soul lets you believe that if God was displeased or unhappy in some way, something would have surely happened by now. But since it has not happened by now, it must mean that God is okay with me violating his word. But the absence of preemptive consequences is not the presence of preemptive approval. I said the absence of preemptive consequences or delayed consequences is not the presence of preemptive approval. It is the presence of the enemy perfecting the trap. This is the danger of repeated mercy. Yes, God is a God of mercy, God of repeated mercy. But God's mercy is everlasting. There are times in our lives, even when God is yet a merciful God, the trap has been set. Satan has set a trap so that your delayed mercy causes you to believe that there are no consequences to the situation. God's patience actually is meant to lead us to repentance, not to give us permission to continue in sin. The enemy knows that if he can normalize the pattern, he can neutralize your discernment. In other words, he can disarm your discernment because God has not brought judgment on you. And so we're looking at mercy and God is looking at judgment. And so what the devil does is he makes God's mercy and puts it into a place where it seems as if it is normal to sin, and that's the pattern. Then the devil can neutralize your discernment. This is the pattern of what I call false safety. When the enemy studies you before he strikes, the enemy is a strategist, not a random attacker. The enemy of your soul strategizes. Satan does not attack blindly. Satan studies before he strikes. The enemy studies your natural algorithms. He studies your patterns, your weaknesses, your responses, your cycles, or your moments of fatigue. He studies all of that. The Bible tells us your adversary, the devil, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The seeking means that he is studying you. He is seeking who to study and to find out the weaknesses. If the enemy is studying you, it means that you're worth being studied. The enemy studies your patterns. He does that in order to personalize his attack on you. Satan's attacks are demonic, tailored warfare. They are specifically designed and tailored because the enemy is studying you. The enemy does not use generic weapons. He doesn't use the same weapon off the counter, cookie-cut weapons. He is demonic in his tailoring in warfare. The enemy uses customized patterns. The enemy studies. He studies what temptation works on you. He studies voice influences. He studies whose voice influences you. He studies what insecurity weakens you. He studies and memorizes. He studies what relationship distracts you. A lion watches the herd to find the weak one in the herd. The devil watches the herd to find the one that is the weakest. When the devil is watching believers to find those that are the weakest or the most immature. And I want you to know today, as a core takeaway, the devil never attacks at random. He studies humanity. He studies the flock. He scans for weakness. He targets the one whose weakness reveals a wound, a weariness, or a place where the walk has been compromised. But the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, he sees those that are brokenhearted, and he moves to restore and to carry and to defend us. What the enemy of your soul looks for He's looking for those that are the weakest. He's looking for those that are isolated from the flock. He's looking for those where the sheep that drifts to the edges becomes the easiest target for the lion. He's looking for those that have unhealed wounds, bitterness, disappointment, secret pain that slows the walk, inconsistent steps, when obedience becomes sporadic. Those that are weak becomes obvious to the lion and to the enemy of your soul. Bible says, let us not be weary or become weary in well-doing, because weariness in well-doing or tired sheep drag their feet. And the adversary notices that. The adversary is studying the flock. Sometimes there are compromised hearings when the shepherd's voice grows faint or grows dull. Then those that are weak in their hearing, it causes them to become a fatality. The devil is not omniscient, but he is observant. I said the devil is not omniscient. He doesn't know everything, but he observes everything. He's observant. He is observing the servant. He watches our gait, watches if we glorify God or not. Holiness is the way to go. Jesus steps between the wolf and the wounded. Jesus steps in and gives a divine interception. He is the good shepherd. He anoints the wound. He brings healing before discipline. He carries the sheep because they're wounded. They're not rebelling, they're just wounded. And their rebellion is a cry for help. The good shepherd in the 23rd Psalm, he restores the walk of the wounded. The shepherd's goal is always recovery and not replacement. The enemy attacks are tailored because the assignment is significant. I may be wounded, but I'm still walking. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. I wish you knew what it meant to walk wounded, because some of us didn't get here on strong legs. We got here on surviving grace. Some of us didn't make it because we were flawless. We made it because somebody carried us. Most of us didn't endure because we were perfect. We endured because the shepherd refused to let us go. And he came over and wrapped us in the cradle of his arms. And that's why you can look the devil in the face and declare, I may be wounded, but I'm still walking. I may be wounded, but I'm still worshiping. I may be tired, but I'm still trusting. I may be weak, but I'm still here. Because the good shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, the chief shepherd, he knows how to find the wounded. He knows how to carry the wounded. He knows how to heal the wounded sheep. And of course, he knows how to restore those of us that need to be restored. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying today, don't you dare let the devil define you because of your wound. Jesus restores you. He restores your wound. It gives you leverage. He restores your weakness. And your weakness can become your weapon. He restores the wound because of your witness. And because of your story, he gives you strength. I want you to tell somebody, if there's anybody close to you on today, my wounded step is not my loss. My wounded step is actually my testimony. My wounded step is proof that the shepherd found me, wrapped his arms all around me. And oh, the joy that fills my soul. Though I may be wounded, he will stop and pick me up. I want you to know today, as I close it out, in the mind of the devil, as he was studying you, as he was studying me, the devil thought that our wounds would expose us. But the wounds did not expose us. The wounded stepped into the arms of Jesus and revealed how our faith can make us whole. The devil thought that the wound would break us, but it positioned us for our healing. It brought oil to our lives. It brought restoration. It brought revival. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. Come on, say it again with me on today. I may be wounded in my step, but I'm still walking. Come on, say it with me. I may be hurting, but I'm still here. I may be bruised, but I'm yet blessed. I may be attacked, but I'm yet anointed. Because the shepherd did not leave me, the shepherd did not lose me, and the shepherd did not forget me. And he certainly did not forsake me. He restored me. He restores us better than we were before. You have to tell that devil, back up, stand back, stand down, get away, wolf, get away, keep your distance. Because even if I'm wounded, I'm yet walking with the shepherd. I yet have grace. I yet have my victory. And I yet have my power. Just because the enemy studies, and he studies our timing, the Bible says in Luke chapter 4, and I'm going to be done for today. Luke chapter 4 and verse 13, it says he departed for a season, meaning that the enemy waited for another opportunity. The enemy waits until he can find you tired, discouraged, distracted, uncovered, alone, emotionally drained. The enemy attacks when you are least aware, not when you are least anointed. The enemy studies your future. He studies your timing. The enemy attacks your destiny. He attacks your calling. He attacks your assignment, your increase, your potential. All of these things, the enemy is studying you. The enemy sees what God is raising you into, and the enemy strikes to stop it before it manifests. But greater is he, we're going to have to quit this on today, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The enemy watches how you respond to pressure, how you respond to offense, how you respond to betrayal, how you respond to silence, how you respond to spiritual dryness. God has given you a spirit of discernment. That spirit of discernment is here right now. Come on, just tell the Lord thank you. Thank God for this word on today. I just wanted to share that with you. If I only am able to encourage just a few, I'm thankful for just a few. God bless you. This is Pastor Hesenia. Thank God for this word of hope on today. And I pray that you were blessed and that you were strengthened through this word on today. God bless.
Heartaches, I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. I've taken my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Yes, I have
another day's journey.
God kept me here. I know you had to lay awake in the midnight hour, but I made it. My God
kept me here.
That's all right now. You know what I'm about to say. Listen.
Light on. Many times I've been lied on, but I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burdens I've had to bear, so many burdens, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Dark days, I've seen my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Disappointments, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here. Do it all. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour, but I made it.
Ooh.
Listen, I'm gonna testify right now.
It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what. Of every present help in my time of need. Listen, he was standing right there just to see about me.
Another day's journey.
Ooh.
God kept me.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Did you hear what the fella said? Say, I made it.
I made it.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Now your turn, say, I made it. Come on, loud and clear, say, I made it. Yes, I made it.
Yes, I made it.
Say, I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Touch your neighbor on the shoulder and tell him, I made it. Yeah.
I made it.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Come on, fellas, let's tell him one more time. Say, I made it. Made it.
I made it.
Yes, I did. Through my test and trial,
I'm still here.
Through hard tribulation,
through it all,
I'm still here. Hey, is that all right? Is that all right? Hey, that's a personal testimony. If you know it, nothing but the Lord, if you know the Lord brought you through, say, I made it.
I made it.
Through my test and toil.
Yes, I made it.
Through the storms of life.
I'm still here.
You gotta keep moving, moving, moving through. I made it.
I made it.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here.